This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Major League Baseball spring training underway with the Great Food League and the Cactus League action beginning this weekend. The defending world champion Los Angeles Dodgers are the favorites to win the World Series. The Yankees are 6-1. Atlanta Braves, San Diego Padres both 9-1. White Sox 9-1. And the Mets are 12-1. On a numbers game with Gil Alexander, Paul Sporer of Fangraphs talked about his two bets to collect the most hits this year in Major League Baseball.
This one surprises me that it's 75 at William Hill. Juan Soto is at 75-1 for the most hits.
I would not have guessed that. Wow. Okay.
I mean, that's a brilliant hitter there. That seems way too long. I'm taking that all day. It's not even a question for me on that one.
He's still 75-1. That's updated. Yep.
I mean, that's huge. And then, you know, on something like this, getting a piece of Coors is always a good idea. Yeah. I think Trevor Story at 100 is still nice. You know, batting average isn't as much his game as it is, say, Blackman's or even Nolan Arenado's, but he still has that capability. And basically what you're trying to bet on with something like Story is that his road numbers don't fall too far behind, right? If he can hit like a 280 on the road and then go off for like, you know, 330 plus at home, which is a big number, but it's Coors, that's how you're going to get there. You need his road numbers to not dip below a certain level, or else it just puts too much burden on what he's doing on the road.
FanGraphs' Paul Sporer on a numbers game with Gil Alexander, heard weekdays from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern on VSiN. Point Spread Weekly editor Steve Mackinnon joined Brady Cannon and Michael Lombardi on the Lombardi Line to discuss a college basketball end-of-season betting trend to keep an eye on as the regular season winds down.
I've done this piece the last 2 years, and I have to keep doing it because it's just so, it's been so successful for me, and I know a lot of readers have followed this too. Power conference handicapping in the last 2 weeks of the season, home court advantage picks up quite a bit. There's been some teams that have really set themselves apart from the rest of the field as far as really being on top of their game at this time of year. And in general, I mean, just because it's the end of the season, you got a different form of handicapping, I think, that you need to have going into these games. Okay, one of the most concrete things that I think I drew from this is my list of the top 14 teams. As far as these 14 teams have won 70% of their games over the final 2 weeks of the regular season of the power conferences. All 14 of those teams have had the same coach in place during that run. So I think that cannot be coincidental. These teams play their best ball at this time of the year, getting ready for March and the tournaments to come.
Point Spread Weekly editor Steve Mackinnon on the Lombardi Line, heard weekdays noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on VSiN. 14 teams from the ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, SEC, Pac-12, and the Big East have won 70% of their games in the final 2 weeks of the regular seasons in the past 5 years. Those same teams have gone 154-99 against the spread. A top team, Oregon, 17-1 straight up and 14-3 against the spread. Number two, Virginia, 18-2, 13-7 against the spread. For the entire list, read Steve Mackinnon's article in this week's Point Spread Weekly at VSiN.com. VSiN experts are analyzing all of the hoops, hockey, tennis, soccer action each day to make you a sharper better. Right now, you can get everything VSiN has to offer from now through the College Hoops Final for just $50. Invest in your sports betting success and start your special offer now at VSiN.com/subscribe.
Get the latest VSiN odds at VSIN.com. And remember, cashing tickets is what it's all about.
Before you place your next bet, visit VSiN.com for all the latest data and powerful betting tools. Start with our live odds, team comparisons, and previews for every game on the schedule. Then dive deeper with live tracking of betting trends and line movements. And don't miss our unique tools, including odds comparisons from sportsbooks across the country, prop bet search engine, and custom parlay calculator. Everything you need to increase your betting knowledge and confidence is at your fingertips. Visit VSiN.com today.
Our VSiN experts live and breathe sports betting, and we've assembled the best team here in Las Vegas and from sportsbooks across the country to help you learn how to become a better handicapper. We go beyond picks and predictions to discuss the numbers and analysis that matter to sports bettors. We are always on for you with TV, radio, and digital coverage. Get everything we have to offer, including our upcoming bracket betting guides for under $50 from now through the College Hoops Finals. Visit vsin.com/subscribe to sign up for this special offer today.
Welcome into the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. I'm Brady Cannon live here at the fantastic Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook. My partner Adam Candy inside the VSiN studios at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa. And we are joined now, as we always are every weekend, by our friend Mike Piranio. He is the director of race and sports here at the Mandalay Bay. Happy Saturday to you, Mike. Good to see you again. And, of course, we're talking about the Canelo fight. In the last segment, we read the BetMGM promo about putting a dollar on Canelo to win this fight. He's a massive favorite here in town. I've seen as high as minus 7,000. Have you had some big tickets, some big action coming in on Canelo Alvarez today?
I think it's gone up a little bit now, so it's definitely been a line that's moved, especially the last 2 days, bringing Canelo back up to where everyone else was, at least for us.
Well, Mike, I'm curious because we have not seen a lot of these huge fights of late. When it comes to dealing with boxing these days compared to what you see with the UFC, how do your average main event boxing matches stack up?
The typical handle, well, it depends. I mean, UFC tends to have these marquee matches where the handle is similar to boxing. But generally, week in, week out, there's a lot more money bet on boxing just because of the history. That's international, too. You know, especially with Canelo fighting, we're going to have a lot of money coming from the South on this. Same thing with Pacquiao. Boxing, that's international, and those people tend to bet big money. I mean, Pacquiao's fans would come to town. They would take their life savings sometimes and just keep betting Pacquiao, and they would come, the whole family, to stay here.
Yeah, and the people from Southern California with Oscar De La Hoya, right, and all that stuff. So it's nice to see a big-name fighter in the ring tonight. I love a prize fight here in Las Vegas, and looks like we'll get a good one tonight. Maybe not a great matchup, but always fun to watch Alvarez in action. Adam, we were talking about the Washington Huskies making a game of that as 14-point underdogs. They've tied it up now at the McHale Center in Tucson. Just under 2.5 minutes left to go. They're tied at 69 apiece, Arizona and Washington. And Wisconsin has come roaring back. They were 4.5-point underdogs at the tip here at BetMGM against Illinois. And right now, just a 3-point game, and make that a 4-point game in favor of the Illini as they hit a free throw there. 67-63, just about 25 seconds left in this game. So hovering right around the number. As far as college basketball, obviously we're coming down the stretch here, headed towards conference tournaments. Just a couple of games left in the regular season, Mike. Did you see some big action today, or has it seemed like everybody's kind of waiting for the next step as far as the postseason goes?
Yeah, that's a good analysis. It seemed to be slowing down a little bit, maybe because people are planning on coming for the conference tournaments here. The women's tournament, actually we're having the Pac-12 women's tournament here at Mandalay Bay. It's going to be fantastic at our arena here. So
great.
A lot of that stuff's coming up, so people are kind of timing their trips and that, and March Madness, of course. But yeah, it's definitely, actually, you know, we mentioned it last week, but I think we actually have bigger handle maybe today on football than we do NBA. And not college basketball, because there's so many games, but this college football is starting to take off, which I kind of thought it might. And if they were smart, like I told you, I think they should be marketing spring football for that conference or division.
So I'm curious, Mike, when it comes to this FCS football, is it mostly sharp action that you're getting on these games, or has the public started to catch on to these?
It's a combination. It's probably more sharp than we're used to on a regular football or regular sports. So there is some, you know, learning curve for us to have this the only sport going right now. So I'm sure we're learning a little bit about these teams that we didn't know. Maybe we wouldn't know if they were playing during the regular season when college football is the main thing. But we definitely have some big decisions on this. We need Illinois State, and believe it or not, we need Dixie State today. So when we need something, that means there's some action.
Washington has now taken the lead in Arizona, 71-70. The Huskies trying to pull off the big upset there at the McHale Center, and they are at the free throw line with under a minute and a half left to go in that one. Mike, you mentioned the Pac-12 tournament. A couple questions here. Will there be betting on the women's event?
It's yet to be determined because that's a conference tournament. We usually win on women's tournament, and we're not the only ones, but usually we wait till they're in at least past the first rounds of the tournament in the women's tournament. Usually we start picking them up maybe round of 32 or 16. But I think we're going to probably be looking at this because now they're at our hotel. We might have to step out and put our own lines out because I don't think anyone else has anything. So we're kind of going to be on an island. I look for us probably to put some lines on that and probably have some pretty low limits until we get a feel for it, what's going on.
Well, obviously you will have lines up for the men's Pac-12 tournament here. And then how about March Madness? That tips off on March 18th. That'll be the Thursday, the first round game's going off. Are you starting to get a lot of bookings in the hotel? Is this maybe returning to normalcy a little bit? Because we know March Madness out here in Las Vegas. Adam, of course, you're familiar with this. An absolute packed house, just a crazy atmosphere in the sports book, especially for that first round of action.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, I've been at Mandalay over 11 years now. If you were here last year, you had seats the next year. It was pretty much, maybe you could get a seat 7-8 months out, but it's pretty much packed and reserved seats. The first come, first serve seats are available, but I think a lot of times you have to get here 2-3 in the morning to get the seat. So you have to pick somebody to do that.
Well, it should be interesting, Mike, to see with the dates shifting this year, right? With going Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, as opposed to having that Thursday, Friday. I'm curious to what you guys expect in terms of that action when it comes to having that last day of those first couple of rounds being on Monday, as opposed to that being over the weekend.
I mean, this is unknown territory to us, so maybe we're in undiscovered territory, but the second week's even more strange because the Elite Eight and Sweet 16 are going to be Monday, Tuesday. So we're going to have to kind of adjust on the fly. I don't think we're going to be quite as busy the second 2 days of the first week of March Madness. That's typically what happens. The first 2 days are the busiest, then it starts tapering off the third day. And the fourth day ends up being almost like an NFL football Sunday. With it being on Monday, it might be a little less, but we're preparing for the most.
I would imagine that can't hurt having it extend over into a Monday and Tuesday. Like you say, probably going to be less action than the weekend. But, you know, Monday and Tuesday typically aren't real busy days for you anyway. So if that March Madness action, which is usually a massive handle, you take the entire March Madness tournament and it compares to, if not greater than, a Super Bowl handle, probably doesn't hurt that you've got something going on a Monday and Tuesday. Arkansas gets it done over LSU, 83-70. Your final there. The Razorbacks get the win and the cash there, 83-75. Again, your final. And Notre Dame making it a close one here with Boston College, Adam. We talked about this one as far as an in-game wagering opportunity. Just a two-point game now, 92-90 in favor of Boston College. Just 15 seconds left in that ball game. Illinois hanging on against Wisconsin. Wisconsin trying to stay within the number, 71-69 right now in favor of Illinois. Just 15, make that 5 seconds left in this game. 71-69, and Illinois is at the free throw stripe once again. UConn taking care of business against Marquette, 59-45. And Oklahoma and Oklahoma State have begun the second half in Norman, about 14 minutes left there. And the Sooners hanging on to a 5-point advantage, 45-40. Now, Mike, I know you love your golf. You like to play golf. You like to bet on golf. And it was a couple couple weeks ago that I know you threw out Daniel Berger to win at Pebble Beach, and of course he did. Great call there. Now, this is a tough tournament to handicap this week because we're at a course we've never seen before, a World Golf Championship. The best players in the world are here. Currently, the young kid, Colin Morikawa, is your leader at 15 under par. Did you have anybody in action in this event?
You know, I did a little bet on Patrick Reed before it started. This morning when I got up, I was thinking about talking to you guys, and I saw DeChambeau at 60-1, and I haven't had a chance to see where he's at right now, but he shot 8-under yesterday. It could have been 10-under, and he's so explosive. The first day he was +4, so he's in a disadvantage, but he was 60-1, and if he would put together another 8 or 9 under, he could be in this tournament, and at 60-1, I took a stab on that, and if he doesn't get up there, I still got Patrick Reed, who's won this, I think last year maybe even.
Yeah, he did win this. This is usually in Mexico. He won the WGC Mexico, but because of COVID, COVID's always getting in the way of everything. We had to move it to Florida, but Reed off to another good start in this tournament. Bryson DeChambeau, not quite as hot as he was yesterday. Shot a course record yesterday, by the way. He is 1 over par through 16 holes today. He is at 2 under par for the tournament, and he is tied for 35th. On Saturday here at the concession. Patrick Reed, by the way, he is in second place currently, four shots off the lead. Colin Morikawa has moved to 16 under par now. He's 6 under par on the day through 11 holes. He currently does have the lead. Patrick Reed and Billy Horschel, 4 shots back at 12 under par. Louis Oosthuizen and Matthew Fitzpatrick and Webb Simpson at 11 under par. Rory McIlroy, Scottie Scheffler, Tony Finau, and Brooks Koepka at 10 under par. Victor Hovland at 9 under par. Let's talk about some of the college basketball futures, Mike. And of course, we talked about you've got Pac-12 tournament, all these conference tournaments coming up here very quickly. I believe there's about 4 of them right here in Las Vegas, the WAC and the Mountain West. Of course, the WCC over at the Orleans Arena. We expect Gonzaga to be a heavy favorite in that one. But what about college basketball futures? Do you have some liability on any of these teams as we head into March?
Yeah. We're always going to – the West Coast teams, like we discussed almost every week, Gonzaga's a liability because of the location and how easy it is for them to come here and bet here. Michigan's starting to get hammered, and I can see why they're playing real well. And I think we briefly talked about last week, but it's interesting. You know, we talk gambling here, but not – if you don't want to bet specific games, this future bet, it's interesting. Some places here in town have – Gonzaga and Baylor tied together at +105 to win the championship, and Michigan is 4-1. So you can get probably the three teams. You could accidentally have both teams in the finals and not have to do anything, but you're getting plus on both sides. You can let loose some money on that, and you know, you might lose at the fourth seed or fifth seed, but typically a 1 or 2 seed does real well, and especially in championships.
Well, Mike, when you look at the strength of those teams, it definitely feels like there's a clear tier for the first two teams, and Michigan's not all that far away. And I would argue, I'm not sure there's anyone who's really that close to being the number 4 team clearly in the country. So that seems to make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, you can, when you're getting plus on both sides, I mean, you do have a risk. I mean, it's gambling, so I'm not saying there's no risk. But and when you're getting plus on both sides, you can lay a lot more money than you would normally bet, too. And you can hedge it. If you haven't, especially if your Michigan bet is the one you're hedging, if they happen to get in the finals, whoever they're playing, you still have an advantage so that you can at least get off your bet. So it's maybe a place where you can either get off your bet or maybe have two teams in there. You don't care who wins because you got the same amount of win on each one.
Now, Adam, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'll pose the question to Mike. I believe the South Point has put up a prop now right there behind you in the sports book there at the South Point where it's Baylor and Gonzaga and Villanova versus the field. Correct?
That is accurate information. And so, hey, why not add one more team?
Right.
And now you're covering 4 of the 68 just a couple of bets.
But is that plus?
Do you know what the price is?
I believe it's even money, but I will check. Yeah, Greg Peterson is confirming it, even money.
That's even good money. Enough. I like that bet better.
Yeah, you get one more. And now you would take the 3? You're saying you would take the 3 teams?
I would bet the even money with the 3 teams that they have at South Point.
Right.
See you later. And then we'll also have Michigan plus, I think we have 4-1. I'm not sure what South Point has. So you're getting four teams probably going to be in the championship.
Right.
You can bet whatever you want if you're getting even money and plus. I mean, you're not going to lose no matter what happens, except if a long shot wins the tournament that you don't have and you don't hedge off it. But you look back at past history on the tournament, you won't see a lot of other than one and twos winning generally.
Adam, are you in agreement? I mean, if you had Michigan, Baylor, and Gonzaga in your pocket, you got to feel pretty good that one of those teams is going to go a long, long way.
I mean, Brady, when you just look at how those two teams at the top, Gonzaga and Baylor, have played through the course of the season, it is on a clear separate tier from the rest of the teams in the country. And I think you're starting to see with Michigan coming back off its pause that Michigan, especially with the kind of performance it put together in Bloomington today, is maybe a step below those teams, but clearly a step above everybody else.
Yeah, Michigan, not only a win today at Indiana, but a convincing win. What do you think? Can Michigan, do you think they are good enough to knock off Gonzaga or Baylor?
Yeah, I mean, I'm, you know, who knows for sure, but what they look like they're really loaded and they're playing well right now. And I don't know if it's because the Big Ten's down this year with Michigan State, maybe not as strong. But it seems like the Big Ten's usually strong, and they look pretty dominant the last few games I saw them playing. And 7-1, I see on odds there. I thought 4-1 was the best you could get. But those kind of bets seem great, especially if you get Villanova now.
All right, that is going to do it for segment number one. We say thank you to Mike Ferranio, the director of the Race and Sportsbook here at Mandalay Bay. We'll talk to you next weekend, my friend. Always great to have you on board here. Come by and say hello to all of us down here at the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook. We'll come back with more right here inside the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. Brady Cannon and Adam Candy with you on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Welcome back to the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. I'm Brady Cannon along with Adam Candy, taking you through all the action here on a Saturday live from the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook. Adam is down at the VSiN Studios inside the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, and a couple of games just underway. Kentucky and Florida down in Lexington, and Kentucky out to the early lead over the Gators 12-5 currently. Also Florida State out to a very early lead over the North Carolina Tar Heels. Kentucky now at the line trying to make this a three-point play. Just about 15 minutes left in the first half. They will convert that, a three-point play, the old-fashioned way. 13-5 now. They lead the Gators. Again, just under 15 and a half minutes left there in the first half at Rupp Arena. Also going on, it is Connecticut and Marquette, 67-49. Looks like UConn will be able to close out the Golden Eagles there. Just about 4 minutes left in that one, in that Big East contest, as UConn continues to bolster their stock as far as getting into the NCAA tournament. Now, Oklahoma went into the half with a seven-point lead over Oklahoma State, and this has been a good game throughout. Oklahoma State now coming back and trimming that margin just to 1 point. The Oklahoma Sooners now up 51-50, and they are a 4.5-point favorite in the in-game market. Your total at 142.5. Ole Miss and Vanderbilt are at the break, and Vanderbilt has the lead over the Rebels at the halfway point, 34-32. Virginia Tech and Wake Forest. I know, Adam, you took the points there with the Demon Deacons. It's not looking good so far. 19-9, the Hokies out in front early. They have moved to 15.5-point favorites on the live line.
So I say we just end it right now. I've got 11. We're good.
Okay, very good. Well, unfortunately, you've got about 30 minutes left.
Okay. 10 minutes left. Sorry. Didn't realize we had to do that. So. Okay.
West Virginia leading Kansas State 11-6. The Mountaineers a 14.5-point favorite in the live market. I mentioned Florida State with an early advantage over North Carolina. 10-7 right now. Very low-scoring start here at Chapel Hill. Just 10-7, 8 minutes into this contest, Adam. Is that the type of scoring you expected in this game?
Well, I'm not surprised overall just because of the fact that Carolina is so inconsistent that you're really not sure what you're going to get from game to game. I mean, Florida State at its best can put up big points, but I would think if Florida State is going to play an under-control game like this, it's probably going to end up favoring the Seminoles.
Now Florida to within 6 points of Kentucky, 18-12 there in favor of the Wildcats. They are 5.5-point favorites in the live market. They went off as 2-point favorites at home today over the Gators. And your ugly dog, the Air Force Falcons, out to an early lead over Colorado State, Adam, 13-11, and deep into the first half, just 8 minutes left in the first half in Fort Collins. Again, 13-11, Air Force on top.
We'll see how it goes in the long term here, Brady. I kind of kicked myself for not just playing this as a first half and running away, but at the same time, looking good so far for that 18 full game.
Let's take a look at a game coming up a little bit later this afternoon out of the Pac-12, and that is Washington State at Arizona State. This will be the first of two games between these two teams as they close out the Pac-12 season, the Pac-12 regular season, and head towards Las Vegas for the Pac-12 conference tournament. Nothing too exciting about either of these teams this year, but both looking to finish strong, and they've both had their moments, just haven't been able to string it together for an entire season here.
Yeah, Brady, and for me, this game is a total pass based on the fact that we have no idea who's going to be available for Arizona State. Josh Christopher's been out for a while. Bagley's out. You just don't know who the Sun Devils are going to have available. If I knew the Sun Devils had a reasonable squad, I would not feel at all challenged in laying 3.5 at home, but I will take a pass on this one.
We go back to check the scoreboard in the Workday Championship at the concession. Colin Morikawa has now extended his lead again. This guy is absolutely on fire today. 7 under par on his round. Through 12 holes, he's 17 under par for the tournament. And now a 5-shot advantage over Patrick Reed and Billy Horschel, who are both at 12 under. Louis Oosthuizen, Matthew Fitzpatrick, and Webb Simpson at 11 under par. Victor Hovland, Rory McIlroy, Scotty Scheffler, Tony Finau, and Brooks Koepka all at 10 under par. And here at BetMGM, he's actually gone to minus money now, Adam, to win the tournament. Minus 165. I could never bet a guy at a minus price on a Saturday afternoon when you still got 18 holes and more to go.
Especially against this level of field, Brady.
No, you're exactly right. We'll come back and preview some NBA 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. tip-offs in the association, and we'll go through all of them here on the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. We'll be right back. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, we're on top of all the sports on today's schedule, as well as the future impacts of NFL trades, free agency, and draft choices, all to help you become a sharper better for every game on the board. We're not just about picks and predictions. We'll give you the analysis and the insights you need to become a smarter better on every sport. We have the best handicappers in the business giving you the tools you need to create your own betting edge. And right now, for only $50, you can put our experts to work for you all the way through the College Hoops Finals. You get everything we offer, including our members-only daily best bet emails, point spread weekly guides with up-to-the-date power ratings, the upcoming bracket betting guide, and, of course, all access to vsin.com. Sign up today and get everything we offer through the end of the College Hoops Tournament. It's only $50 at vsin.com/subscribe. Welcome back to the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. Brady Cannon and Adam Candy with you on a Saturday. College basketball action heating up all across the land. The Kentucky Wildcats out to a 9-point advantage over the Florida Gators now, 23-14, under 11 and a half minutes left to go in the first half there in Lexington. I mentioned that Florida State was out to an early lead over North Carolina, a 4-point advantage now, very low scoring, 16-12, and just about 9 minutes left in the first half there in Chapel Hill. Air Force and Colorado State, my partner Adam Candy, happy about this one, taking the points, a large amount of points, 17 and a half, 18 points. Air Force was an underdog to Colorado State, and right now they're out in front by four, 17-13, just under 6 minutes left to go in the first half there in Fort Collins. Other college basketball action going on, West Virginia and Kansas State. The Mountaineers were a big favorite in this one, currently 17-11. They lead Kansas State. They're 14.5-point favorites in the in-game market. Virginia Tech all over Wake Forest right now, 35-17 in favor of the Hokies. They are 22.5-point favorites in the live market. Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. This is maybe the game of the day going on right now. Oklahoma State has now recaptured the lead as an underdog. Went off as about 6-point dogs here on the road in Norman. Currently up 62-60. And they are a favorite now in the live market, laying 1.5. Adam, would you be inclined to get involved here on the live line either way if you saw this game swing one way or another?
No, sir. This is not one that I want to be a part of at this point. If you and I had bet our inclination pregame, we both said we probably would have taken the 6 points with Oklahoma State, but too much variance involved in this for me at this point.
All right, let's take a look at the Saturday schedule in the association in the NBA. This is a 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern tip, and that will be in Philadelphia. The Cavaliers at the 76ers. Cleveland's won two in a row. This comes after they had a 10-game losing skid. They'll be hard-pressed to keep it going, though, here tonight in Philadelphia, Adam. The 76ers at BetMGM are an 11-point favorite with a total of 221.5.
Here at the South Point, out to 11.5. And Brady, there's just not much you can say in the positive category for the Cleveland Cavaliers. They are probably playing the worst basketball in the NBA at this moment, and the Sixers are back at full strength. I'm not going to lay 11.5, but I'm certainly not taking it with the Cavs.
Yeah, you wonder if Cleveland having won a couple of games in a row does anything for their momentum. And you know, they beat the Houston Rockets, and I can't remember who they got the other win. I think it was over the Atlanta Hawks. So, you know, not exactly world beaters in the league. We'll see what they do against a class team tonight. But I don't know. I might take the points before I laid it. 11.5 is certainly a pretty big number. It is moving towards Philadelphia, though, up from a 10.5-point opener now to 11.5, like you say, at the South Point, and pretty much all over town. BetMGM, one of the lower spots in the market, with the 76ers favored by 11. The Timberwolves versus the Wizards. Washington had that hugely successful West Coast road trip. Now they've won 7 out of their last 10. Minnesota, meanwhile, Adam, you talk about Cleveland playing the worst basketball in the league. Minnesota has dropped 6 in a row. Washington just a 4-point favorite here at home tonight with a total of 237.5.
Yeah, Brady, I took a long look at this game before I decided to do anything with it because I thought to myself, this feels a little bit short. Washington only laying 4 points, and I think we're still a little stuck in some of the old thinking about the Wizards here. This team, over its last 10 games, in the top half of the league in net rating, they're actually playing a little bit of defense. Shh, don't tell anyone. And with Bradley Beal back in the lineup, finally, we're starting to see the Beal-Westbrook pairing not at least be negative for the Wizards. So, as you said, the T-Wolves, along with the Cavs, probably the two worst teams in the NBA here at the moment. I did lay the 4 with Washington.
All right. Well, yeah, I agree with you that the line looks a little bit fishy. And our friend Wes Reynolds, he likes to go where the stink is. The stink would be on the Minnesota Timberwolves catching those 4 points, as it does seem a little bit short with the run that the Wizards have been on. But, you know, if you go back to your power rating a couple weeks ago before Washington went on that win streak, the 4 points makes a lot of sense. We'll see if that holds up tonight in the nation's capital. 5 p.m. Pacific start, 8 p.m. Eastern will be the Pelicans and the Spurs. And New Orleans, like as opposed to Washington, New Orleans is not playing defense. They have not changed their defensive prowess, Adam, and their games continue to soar over the total. And not because they're not only playing much defense, but they are also getting a lot of production offensively. They'll be in San Antonio tonight, and they are a short road favorite, 2.5 points, and this gone has gone up. They it's gone down. It was as low as 1.5 earlier today. Now it's ticked back up a little bit. They started as a 4.5 point favorite, now a 2.5 point favorite on the road at San Antonio with a total of 234.
And interestingly, that has moved that direction because DeMar DeRozan was questionable for this game, and it looks like he's going to be able to go for San Antonio. So the real story here, Brady, is what you just mentioned. It is this Pelicans overtrain, which has been just out of control this year. I mean, they have been a team that since the offensive production has picked up, you already know what's going to happen on the other side. They're not defending anybody. They're in the bottom four in the league in defensive rating. But then you look at what they're doing, and as Zion Williamson continues to gain confidence, this team has been pretty solid offensively as well. Look, if you don't want to bet the over because you don't like a big number like that against San Antonio, a team that's not a high-scoring team, great. But bet the under at your peril.
Well, I actually did bet it over the total at 231 earlier this morning.
I like that a lot.
And and that number has risen since then, now to 234. But I just simply bet it on what's going on with Pelicans games. I believe it's like 19 out of 21 games or something like that have gone over the total for the New Orleans Pelicans. The books just cannot catch up and adjust this number enough. I hope that holds true here a little later this evening in San Antonio. We'll come back, continue the NBA previews here in a moment. Hour number two winding down inside the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. We'll be right back. It is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Sign up with BetMGM for a chance to win $100 when you place a $1 wager on Canelo Alvarez to win against Avni Yadirim. Just use the bonus code VSIN100 and don't forget to watch live tonight, February 27th at 7 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. BetMGM has the exclusive odds provider for DAZN's U.S. boxing broadcasts. It's a new customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Colorado, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. It excludes Michigan dissociated persons. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a problem, call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, Nevada, and Virginia. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. In Tennessee, 800-889-9789 and 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. Promotional offer not available in Nevada. Brady Cannon and Adam Candy with you inside the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. And the Florida Gators have tightened things up in Lexington, 26-24 now. The lead for Kentucky just by 2 points, under 8 minutes left in the first half there. And meanwhile, Florida State extending its lead over North Carolina at Chapel Hill, 27-16, the score in that one. We check on Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. That has really been the game of the day so far, and the Cowboys still holding on to a two-point advantage, 68-66. Just 3.5 minutes left in this contest in Norman, and Oklahoma State is now the favorite in game by 2.5 points. This would be a tough loss for Oklahoma, who has had a rough week. They got as high as the sixth-ranked team in the country, that was Alabama, who also lost to Arkansas earlier this week. But Lon Kruger, his club has been absolutely outstanding this season, but falling on a couple of hard times here earlier the last couple of weeks. So they need to pull this one out off their in-state rival, but they are currently trailing again by a bucket, 68-66, with just 3.5 minutes left in that one. Adam, let's continue the NBA previews. This is also a 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern start in New York. The Pacers at the Knicks. Indiana on a back-to-back after falling at Boston on Friday night, and they are a short road underdog here tonight in New York. They opened as a short one-point favorite. Now it is flipped, and here at BetMGM, New York is a one-point favorite with a total of 218. Now also a lot of pick-ems all over town as far as this game line is concerned.
Yeah, Brady, I want to jump back to that North Carolina game for a second before we get to the Pacers and the Knicks. I think there could be a little opportunity here with Carolina. They've turned the ball over 13 times in just the first 15 minutes of the game. That is an unsustainable pace. Catching 7.5 live might be worth a look, depending on your investment in this game at this point. Back to the Pacers and the Knicks. I think that we probably have to start looking at the New York Knicks as a potential Eastern Conference playoff team. And I, as a Knicks fan, am stunned to be saying that. But Tom Thibodeau's team is playing defense, and that has been the be-all, end-all for this New York Knicks side. If you go over the past 10 games, they have the fifth best net rating in the league, better than the Nuggets, the Clippers, the Bucks, the 76ers, and it's all because he has them playing outstanding defense. Only the Warriors and the Jazz have been better defensive sides of late. So obviously check your injury reports before this gets going, but Knicks on the home floor at a pick'em is something that I would at least take a look at.
Yeah, you know, I think I'm going to stay away because I don't know if I can find an edge either way, you know, and it's tough a lot of times when you have such a tight line like this. I love New York in the underdog role. If I could have gotten them catching a point or two early before this thing flipped, I might have taken a look, but I think you're exactly right. This team has really improved and they're buying into Thibodeau's system. We'll see what they can do tonight against Boston. They are rested, of course, against Indiana. Indiana lost at Boston last night. They're on the back-to-back. But our senior NBA analyst here at VSIN, JVT, he tells us not to buy into that back-to-back so much anymore. And it's a different world in the NBA. Of course, it was different certainly last year with the bubbles. We don't have the bubbles quite so much this year. Teams are, of course, playing on their own home court with no fans. But what about you on the back-to-back, Adam? Are you maybe fading a team in the slightest bit because they're on a situation like that?
I don't think strictly on the idea of the back-to-back so much as I'm looking at teams that either had a very tough game, as in an overtime game or something, the night before, and then what that ultimately might mean in terms of who's going to play the next day, right? Or they're trying to figure out when it's teams like, and I know we're going to talk about Brooklyn here in a minute, but when it's a team like Brooklyn, if we're on a back-to-back, let's say we've got all three of those superstars, which guys are going to be playing, right? That's the sort of situation that might get my attention, not just strictly because it's the second game of a back-to-back.
Well, we've got a second game of a back-to-back tonight in Orlando. The Jazz head north in the state of Florida after losing to Miami on Friday night. And they will face the Magic here tonight as big road favorites. The Jazz laying 9.5 points on the road at Orlando with a total of 221.
So this is an interesting spot here, Brady, because Mike Conley, it was announced, is out today. And remember, Mike Conley had been out for a few games for the Jazz. This is injury maintenance for Conley sitting this one out. The line moved a point on that. That sounds about right, especially when you consider how well the Jazz had played with Mike Conley out. Now, what does that mean? I have no interest in the side. I have no interest in the total. I am on to the props here. I want to see what they end up putting up for Donovan Mitchell, because if you look at Donovan Mitchell's numbers when Mike Conley is out, he has been a tornado for this Jazz team. He scores more, the assists go up, so I would be looking more at props in this game with Utah and the Magic. And of course, Orlando has hit the skids a little bit after getting Evan Fournier back and having a little bump from that.
That's a great call. You know, as it pertains to Mitchell's performance with Conley out of the lineup, you can expect, you know, more to be placed on his shoulders, and he's been able to answer the call and put up big numbers in Conley's absence. So looking at the prop market, could be profitable there for sure. Let's switch back to college basketball here real quick. Adam, we have a game that'll tip at the top of the hour, 2 o'clock Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, and a good one in the Big East, and that is the Blue Jays of Creighton taking on the Musketeers of Xavier. Now, Xavier, absolutely a bubble team. Not sure if they're going to be in the dance just yet. It'll go a long way as to how they perform here in the last couple of regular season games. And then, of course, the conference tournament. Now, Creighton, they are solidly in the tournament and going to be a higher seed. This is a very good club, and they're laying 4.5 points on the road tonight with a total of 146.
Yeah, tricky little game here for Creighton when you look at the spot, because if you are someone who believes in which team is in need of the victory, not something I usually factor in, but you certainly would say that that's where Xavier finds itself right now. And you look at the finish after this, they have Georgetown and Marquette on the road, both going to be challenging games, but both winnable games for Xavier. Look, they need to at least keep this game close. They're probably not a team that's going to get in on its own merits, but at the same time, it's a team that could cause some trouble for Creighton. Xavier, top 50 in the country in offensive efficiency.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good one to watch. I'm not sure which way I would go if I had to bet it. I'd probably lean a little bit to the Blue Jays. And you mentioned Xavier obviously needs the win, Adam. And this is something we talk about in the NFL. If it's a must-win situation for a team, they must not be that good. Obviously, Creighton is the superior team here. And 4.5 does seem a little bit short. I would probably head that direction before I took the points, see if there's been any movement here. Xavier did take the early money. Creighton opened up as a 5.5 point favorite. It's 4.5 across the board. If that ticked down any lower, I might get involved in Creighton here if I was able to just lay 3.5. Might even play Creighton on the money line. We will see. Creighton at Xavier. Again, your total there at BetMGM at 146, and they're laying 4.5 points on the road. Back to the NBA, my friend, and we head to Oklahoma City. The Nuggets at the Thunder, and this is also a 5 p.m. 8 p.m. tip. Denver has fallen into the eighth spot in the Western Conference standings, while the Thunder, they've won a couple of games in a row, but not to matter here in the market, as Denver is installed as a 7-point road favorite at OKC with a total of 220.5.
And speaking of the state of Oklahoma, real quick, update from Norman. Oklahoma took the lead 73-72 on a 3-pointer. Cade Cunningham comes back on the other end and gets a basket for the Cowboys. 74-73 Oklahoma State coming down the stretch in that one. It's a mystery, Brady, with this Nuggets team right now. I just don't know what to make of what's going on with Denver. I know they've had some injuries, and I know some key bench players have been out for them, but for a team whose net rating looks good, not great, to be 5-5 over their last 10 in this very difficult conference puts them in a really bad spot, and it's where the losses have been, right? The Celtics, the Wizards, the Hawks, actually the Wizards twice. So, you know, it's a really strange look here for this Denver team. Usually when they play down to their competition, they do it at home, but they've done it at home and on the road so far this year. So I don't know if you have a lean either way in this one, but I don't think I'll be getting involved.
No, I'm not going to be involved in this game. Like you illustrated there, the Denver team has been very topsy-turvy, and I think the Thunder are a good bet as an underdog against good teams. They seem to show up against good competition. Of course, they've won a couple in a row right now, but I don't want to trust them here against the Nuggets team that I think is capable of blowing them out. But I think if I had to do anything, I'd take the home dog, but I'm going to stay away from this one. Back to that Oklahoma and Oklahoma State game. Still 74-73, just 30 seconds left in the ball game with Oklahoma State out in front, 74-73. Great contest all game long in this one. Looked like about the biggest lead for Oklahoma was 7 points, around 7 or 9 points. They went into the halftime break with a 7-point lead, but Oklahoma State came roaring back in the second half, now holding on to a 1-point lead, 74-73. Vanderbilt out in front of Ole Miss, 54-51, and Virginia Tech really clobbering Wake Forest, 49-22. Also, Colin Morikawa just missed a par putt, so he drops a shot. That'll give him a four-shot advantage over Billy Horschel. Rory McIlroy is five shots back at 11 under par, along with Louis Oosthuizen, Brooks Koepka, and Webb Simpson. We'll come back 2 hours in the books now inside the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. Hour number three coming up. Keep it here on VSiN. We're the Sports Betting Network.